This is the Dallas Morning News.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Friday, March 15th. Cloudy skies and rainy weather are on tap for today and tomorrow in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It looks like the rain will move in later this evening with a high of 69 and a low of 58. Tomorrow, rain in the morning before dissipating in the afternoon. Expect a high of 66 and a low of 56 tomorrow. Skies will clear on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds and a bit of a warm-up to 71 with an overnight low of 50. Here are today's headlines. There's a booming trend happening at the moment as Dallas-Fort Worth leads all metro areas in population growth in 2023. According to newly released data from the U.S. Census Bureau, DFW grew by the size of a large suburb last year, adding over 152,000 new residents. The one-year population growth is equivalent to adding a city the size of Mesquite to the region. It built on the expansion that saw DFW surpass 8 million in population at the start of last year. DFW's population now stands at 8.1 million, according to the estimates released Thursday, that provide a first look at demographic changes across the country in 2023. The Houston metro area was not far behind DFW in attracting new residents. It added more than 139,000 people over the same period, raising the Bayou City's population to 7.5 million. Both Texas cities outdistanced the third-place Atlanta metro area, which added just over 68,000 new residents last year. The Austin metro area added just over 50,000 people to rank seventh. The San Antonio area was ninth, with 48,071 new residents. Texas counties also claimed eight of the top 10 spots for most new residents, with Harris County gaining 53,000 people to lead the way. Collin County added over 36,300 people. Denton and Tarrant counties attracted over 27,000 new residents each. For the first time, Denton County eclipsed the 1 million mark in population. Next up, Walmart has not changed its self-checkout policies, but the internet just noticed that store managers have some flexibility to manage those lanes during the day. There's been a flare-up of postings on social media, such as TikTok, saying that Walmart is now charging $98 a year to use the self-checkout. That's what the retailer charges for its Walmart Plus online subscription delivery service. Kelsey Bowl, a Walmart spokeswoman, said a sign can go up anytime at the store manager's discretion, saying the self-checkout lanes are reserved for Walmart's Spark delivery service drivers and Walmart Plus customers using Scan and Go. During those times, other shoppers have to use the staffed checkout lanes. The internet is blaming thieves for the inconvenience to honest customers who prefer self-checkout. Some posts show shoppers covering barcodes when scanning with a cheaper item and other ways to steal. Still, Walmart said it's been restricting access to self-checkouts all along. And the Texas Medical Board will consider issuing guidance to clarify legal exceptions to the state's abortion bans after months of requests by pregnant women, doctors, and even the state Supreme Court. The decision to issue guidance on the law comes after the attorneys and lobbyists Steve and Amy Bresnan filed a petition asking the board to clarify who can receive an abortion under state laws, which allow the procedure only to save the life of the mother. Some doctors and patients have complained that the vagueness of the Texas law has prevented or delayed healthcare providers from performing abortions, even in dire situations, out of fear of prosecution or potential lawsuits. The board, whose members are appointed by Governor Greg Abbott and charged with regulating the practice of medicine in Texas, has stayed noticeably quiet on abortion regulations. It will meet March 22nd, starting a 30-day rulemaking session. The meeting agenda published to the Texan Registrar includes consideration and possible action on rules regarding exceptions to the ban on abortions. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your weekend. I'll be back Monday with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.